The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me. How to do stuff. And when I mentioned what he was talking about, how to make the bed this week, David got in touch to say shout out to all the mostly men out there who've gotten up, they've made the bed, and only noticed later in the day it's been remade.
Ah, interesting.
David, we are going to remedy that, I hope. Are we, Simon?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm head of bins and head of bed making.
Okay.
In my house. They're two of my responsibilities. I have other responsibilities as well.
Yes.
I've got loads. Like, I could go on forever.
Yeah.
But I won't. But bed making is what... Now, it's kind of... I see bed making as a kind of an inherited skill. Like, my dad spent a lot of time teaching me how to make a bed. Now, he's from a generation of men where he would have had a very complex layering system of different sheets and all that kind of carry
on. Can't be dealing with that now.
You know, which is very uncommon nowadays. You don't really see that anymore. But everyone's kind of turned to duvets. But I do like a well-made bed. I don't like getting into a messy bed.
I cannot, Simon, get into a bed that hasn't been made. So much so that if I'm going to bed and for whatever reason the bed hasn't been made, I would make the bed and then immediately get into it.
Like,
I actually won't get into a bed that's
So you're
unmade.
Literally making something tidy that you're about to untidy by your mere presence.
Yeah, I can't get into it's unless,
extraordinary,
it's, unless
isn't
it's been
it?
Made. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's a bit like, you know, people feel that they work better when the room around them is quite ordered and not disorganized.
Yeah.
You know? But my point about it being inherited is that I found myself passing on these, I mean, I hesitate to use the word life skills.
Yes, okay, you know, but you did.
onto my children. And, you know, Gigi and Danny have to make their bed in the morning as well. They don't like doing it at all.
One better than the other?
Well, like Gigi's 5 and Danny's 3. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a natural age advantage.
Cut a bit
there.
Of slack to Danny
this
there,
morning.
I shouted
at Gigi as she was going down the stairs. I said, Gigi, have you made your bed? And she said, oh, Dad, can you do it for me today?
Oh,
you know, but she's actually, sometimes,
did.
But sometimes she helps me to make my bed. And I used to love doing that with my dad.
My son is a great bed maker. Will not leave the room until he makes this bed. My daughter wouldn't make the bed if I told her her life and the lives of everybody she know depended on it.
Mm.
No way, Jose.
No hesitation about getting in.
Almost it's a point of principle, I think, for her at this stage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's a battle of wills going on.
Well, a lot of people just see it as a complete waste of time for the very reasons
outlined. Yeah, it'd be like, she'd be like, why would I make the thing I'm going to climb into and make a mess
of? Do you know who these people are? They're the same shower who go on holiday and don't empty their suitcases and work out of the suitcase for the entire week.
Oh,
that's
monsters.
The shower we're on about.
Monsters.
Here. Monsters.
Monsters. It's my 8-year-old daughter there. Well, so what are we talking about in terms of the components of a bed?
Okay, the components of a bed, you have to start with, I adopted a mattress protector a number of years ago.
Mm.
We didn't have mattress protectors when I was growing up. Now they're a big deal. If you had a bedwetter...
Are you leakier now?
Well, if you had a bedwetter in your house when I was a kid, you just put a black plastic bag on the mattress and that was
so
how
grim.
You dealt with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going through toilet training with one of our children at the moment and literally the mattress protector is getting washed every single day this week. It's been through the washing machine. But it protects the mattress. It is completely waterproof. But also for adults, a mattress protector is vital because of seepage and bodily fluids. Now, what do I mean by this? So, you might remember a program on television a number of years ago called Gordon Ramsay's Hotel Nightmare. Do you remember there was Kitchen Nightmares? But he also had another spin-off show called Hotel Nightmares where he would go to a hotel and tell them what a terrible job they were doing and try and reinvent it. Well, there was one particular episode where he took them into the bedroom of the one of the bedrooms, and he said, all right, turn off the lights, gave them all goggles, and turned on what is known in the industry as a blue light.
Okay. What did he find?
Do you know where I'm going with this? So he put on the blue light and he cast it over an undressed mattress. And to say that it looked like the worst battle on the Western Front in 1916 is an understatement.
Really?
It was dreadful.
Like so, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So if there isn't a mattress protector, that's what you're kind of dealing with.
Yeah.
The other thing that I always do when I go to a hotel, Kieran, is, and I don't understand
why hotels
do
this. You don't bring a mattress protector.
No, I don't bring a sleeping bag. No, is that most hotels in Ireland now will have this kind of ridiculous configuration of cushions on top of the pillows, yeah, which are freshly cleaned.
Waste of time.
And there's this kind of weird semi-half blanket thing that goes over the duvet.
Yeah.
First thing I do is get rid of all of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not convinced that those things are ever cleaned.
No.
But the white sheets are.
Yeah, but sorry, you don't need any of that stuff. Why are there so many accoutrements on the beds?
It's ridiculous.
You know? And pillows.
You have to spend so much time taking them off before you get into bed.
Pillows as well. All right. Mm. I have a big
So how many pillows do you take?
I use two pillows.
Yep.
Okay.
Likewise.
But ideally I'd have 1.5.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect pillow height. And I can't understand why nobody is marking the 1.5 pillow.
Well, you can get a really thick pillow and then a thinner pillow. Would that work for you?
It might, but I just think there's a business model there, Simon.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for investors.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea.
10% equity in my company.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to you for 100,000 euro.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. The 1.5 pillow.
Shake on it.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, is duvet.
Gordon Ramsay's Hotel Hell.
That's it.
Somebody's texted in.
Hotel Hell. Yeah, great spin-off show. The other thing is duvet tog. Like, the thing that when I go to a hotel is, I've actually started doing this over the last year, Kieran, right? This is a lot of trouble, but I actually take the duvet in the hotel bedroom out of the duvet cover, and I just use the duvet cover as a kind of a sheet over me, because I find that hotel owners in Ireland somehow have started to believe that we live in some sort of Arctic climate that requires this really thick weapons grade duvet, but we don't at all. I like a really thin duvet. I've got a 2.5 tog. I like to be cold. I suffer from a rare condition called hot feet, and if I don't have a thin duvet, I really struggle. So I have a 2.5 tog. Do you know what your tog is?
No.
You can go all the way up to 12. Like, that is madness. Like, 12 is like having a weighted blanket. I mean, that's like having, that's just outrageous. Like, you're going to be boiling with that.
Yeah.
Check your tog when you get home.
I'll check my tog. Your hot feet, how does that manifest?
Yeah, I mean, it's a condition that I've had to live with, and I will take your sympathy on it. It's much appreciated. It's manifests itself as just like I have to stick my feet out from under the duvet.
Yeah.
And I kind of wave
sweaty
them
feet.
Around. Very sweaty feet. Yeah. Like there was one period
smelly
where,
runners.
Where it was, yeah, they can be, where it was so bad that I'd have to get a wet flannel and rub the wet flannel on my feet.
Oh, wow.
Or take myself to the bath and dip my feet in to the bath.
Yes, okay, right. That is
not easy.
A serious condition. A bit of a mood killer as well, it has to be said. What about thread count?
Okay, people go mad for the thread count, right? Mm-hmm. Thread count is basically calculated.
Sorry,
by
somebody's texted in to wonder how far up the leg the hot feet go.
Oh, not that far. Like, only about halfway up the shin.
Oh, right. Okay. So there's a bit of shin heat though as well.
I'm completely normal the rest
there's
of
no
my body.
Sweaty knees, but sweaty ankles.
Sweaty ankles, yeah.
Nice. That's a nice, nice
myself
image.
And Donald Trump struggling with our feet and our ankles at the moment.
That's true. Thread count.
Thread count. So thread count is calculated by the number of vertical and horizontal lines of thread within a square inch of a bed sheet or a duvet, right? So the minimum that you should be looking for comfort is about 200. Below that, you're talking about it might not be fully 100% cotton and it's going to have quite a lot of holes in it. So it actually feels a little bit rough on your skin. You know, you're talking about synthetic fibers like polyester and things like that. You should be looking at a minimum of 200. They go all the way up to 1,000. You don't really want anything over 750, and I'll tell you why, particularly for people like me who suffer from hot feet. Once you get over 750, the thread count is so dense that there's actually very little breathability.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah,
makes sense.
I want that, yeah.
So it's just you're jamming all that air in there into, yeah, you don't want that at all.
What about the great fitted sheet debate? Where do you stand on it?
Okay, I use a fitted sheet.
Good man.
I didn't always. Trouble is, if you don't have, like, the fitted sheets are obviously a nightmare to fold, right? They look a total mess in the hot press. But if you don't use a fitted sheet, your sheet becomes very unruly very quickly. It comes out from the sides.
And then you're sleeping on creases.
Ugh. Yeah, God, no. I don't like sleeping on creases. Yeah. What you do with a fitted sheet, and I looked up Martha Stewart, has great advice on this, is if you imagine that you're holding a fitted sheet with your two hands in the corners of the fitted sheet, okay, standing at vertical. So you put your two hands in there, you fold them together, and you fold the one corner into the other.
Yes.
So that it fits snugly in. Mm-hmm. Then you stretch down and pick up one of the corners at near your feet.
Yes.
And bring that up and fit that snugly into the corner as well. And likewise with the fourth corner. So all corners are fitting snugly together. And then you ruffle, ruffle, ruffle. And you've got a kind of a triangle. And then you fold that triangle into three. Very difficult to explain over the radio. Isn't it? Like, I needed to draw a diagram for the listeners.
It is.
It's really hard to explain.
I think we'll have to get a video up on some of our social platforms.
Yeah, like that's not easy.
Folding a fitted sheet. All right. So listen, that's great advice on how to make the bed, how to make the perfect bed. You need a mattress protector. Don't go overdo it in the tug count. Don't overdo it in the thread count. Duvets, I mean, you can do without. The sheets are enough. We live in a pretty temperate climate and it's better to be a bit cooler.
Exactly.
It's better to be a bit cooler. Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much.
Pleasure,
Simon,
we'll
be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.